insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنزِيلًا
And the day when the heaven shall be rent asunder with clouds, and the angels will be sent down with a grand descent.
The 25th verse of this chapter starts saying, وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنزِيلًا And on the day when the heaven shall burst asunder with the clouds, and the angels shall be sent down, descending in ranks. So, dear listeners, you may remember the discussion in the previous program was about the abode of the good people of the Ashabul Jannah, the companions of paradise. Again, in this verse, the discussion of resurrection, destiny of wrongdoers on that day, continues. And it says, يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ On the day when the heaven shall burst asunder with the clouds. The Arabic word غَمَام is derived from the word غَم, which means to cover something. And because cloud covers the sun, it is called ghamam. Also, you may know that the sorrow that covers heart is also called gham, and the person is called maghmum. This noble verse is in fact an answer to the polytheist demand and one of their pretexts, because they expected that Allah and the angels who are among the clouds, according to the old fables and legends, come to them to invite them to the truth. In the previous verses discussed in the previous episodes, we talked about their pretexts, their demands, their requests, and also the answers of the Holy Quran. But here again is another answer. In the Jews' myths, we also read that Allah sometimes appears among the clouds, but the Holy Quran answers them. The Holy Quran implies that a day in which wrongdoers are punished and their meaningless words are finished, the angels, not the Almighty Allah, will be sent down to them. Because continuing the verse, we read, وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنزِيلًا And the angels shall be sent down, descending in ranks.
And
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Now that we understood this part, the question is, what is the purpose of separation of the sky and heaven? To this question, some say that it means intuition. It means removing ignorance and showing of the invisible world, that is, on that day, man is bestowed a perceiving and viewing capacity very different from today's. He sees angels who are descending from the above world, he sees his own abode in there, etc. Another commentary in this regard is that the sky and heaven means celestial bodies that explode one after another on that day. The cloud that is created by these explosions and bursting of mountains covers the sky, and as a result, the celestial bodies will burst asunder, and in the same time, their resulting clouds are with them. Many verses of the Holy Quran, dear listeners, especially those of the short surahs, that are at the end of Holy Quran, express this truth that on the threshold of resurrection, some great changes and somehow specific strange revolution and transformation happens throughout the universe. Mountains will be scattered in air like dust. Events like sun and stars losing their lights and even existing distance between moon and sun will abolish on that day. And a strange shake and earthquake will happen throughout the earth. So, on such a day, the bursting of heaven and covering the sky with a dense cloud is really a natural matter. But there is also another commentary mentioned in another way. It seems that the intensity of changes and explosions of stars and planets cause that the sky can be covered with a dense cloud. But there are sometimes some openings inside this cloud. So the sky that in the ordinary state is seen with the natural eye will be separated with these clouds of great explosion. So this is the kind of meaning of separation of sky and heaven. So the verse says, وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ, on the day when the heaven shall burst asunder with the clouds, وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا, and the angels shall be sent down descending. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.